I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Start singing, and then I do my dance that I feel. Oh, Lord. So good. My Lord. Listen. Yeah. I can feel the Spirit moving. Oh, I'm feeling moving. It is not an accident. I have shared the enemy know me now. He knows where I am, and he knows what I'm up to. But he cannot touch me because God has a way of hiding us. You do know you can stand in the midst of your enemy and your enemy won't even see you. You do know you can stand in the midst of all of the things that will try to tear you down and your enemy cannot touch you because every now and then God says, I'll just put a little hedge around you. But there are times the Lord says, I want to let the enemy know he does not have even power over you. So I would just remove a little bit of my protection and let him have his way. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Every now and then the enemy will come at you in your most weakest hour. He knows what you are weak in, and his door is open. And because that door is open, he will come in and he'll hit you. He'll knock you down. He'll send you to the floor. And I have always said, when you get knocked down, you're in a mighty good position to start praying. One thing the enemy can't deal with, he can't deal with prayer, because prayer changes things. The enemy can't change anything. All he can do is run away from the power of prayer. When he came to Jesus, even when he was tempting him in the wilderness, the Lord used the word of God. And every time the word was expounded, the enemy backed away. So even when your protection is not there, you have the word. And when you have the word, it should be hidden in your heart. Don't you ever think the enemy is going to stop. David said, the heavens declare the glory of God. And Solomon added that glory, that God's glory is seen not only in what he reveals, but what he conceals. Not only is it seen and what is revealed, but what is concealed. Yes, yes. There are some things we don't know because we are finite individual. There's infinite and finite. We have limitation. God is infinite. He is not bound by anything. There are no boundaries to God. We are limited because I can't just disappear. I can't be in two places at one time. I am limited in a physical body. But God is infinite. For God has no limitation placed on him because there are no limits. God can extend his love and his grace and his mercy to whosoever come. So you and I might get mad at our neighbor, but God says, my love has no limits. And there were times I think about the matters of why God loved me. Why do God love us so? When there are times that you and I don't deserve his love, there are times within our life that our plan sometimes contradicts with God's plan. There are times we're in direct conflict with God. And it's because of our free will that fights sometime and clashes with God. And the reason for that is God's hidden plan is totally different. God's plan is not like what you and I would do. And because God's plan is totally different, we may not understand it. We may not even understand why we go certain ways. Reverend Joe Green told me the other day, he said, I didn't know why I was sitting here, and you came across and talked to me. And we held a long conversation. Let me reverse it. Two preachers that I met when I first came here and embraced me and took me around the city was Reverend Joe Green and Reverend Franklin. Isn't it ironic that this past week all of this stuff happened and the very two preachers that I talked to was Reverend Joe Green and Reverend Franklin. Amen. And both were sharing information regarding about what we're trying to do. God's plan is concealed because of you and I. We have done the sinning. God's plan is concealed because you and I. You and I have done the sinning. Or is it just me by myself? We have done the sinning, but he, the Lord God, has done the suffering. All, Romans 3:23 said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So you and I have done the sinning. It was the Lord God who did the suffering. It doesn't matter what you and I go through in life. The price has already been paid. Redemption has already been done. The completed work of Calvary is already completed. All we have to do is accept the completed work. I hit Satan every time I share that. Every time it goes out over the radio, people are being saved because they have the word of God concerning their salvation. People are crying. I don't know whether I'm good enough. No, you will never be good enough. There was only one good man, the ideal man, and his name was Jesus. So those of us who came after him are sinners saved by his grace. And if I'm a sinner saved by him, great, what in the world am I working for? I'll tell you what you're working for. You are working for your reward. You are never working for salvation. Salvation was completed at the cross the day you repented and accepted the Lord as your personal Savior. And the day you accepted him as your personal Savior, your name was stamped in the Lamb's Book of Life. We've been predestined to look just like him. The Lord knows everybody that will be saved. Everybody named, that 7.5 billion people in the world, name was in the Lamb's Book of Life. But those 7.5, there may have been some that says, I'm not going, because of my free will, I ain't going to believe. I'm just not going to do what them Christians are doing. That name just vanished out. It goes into another book. A book that will carry them into the great white throne of judgment. No believer name is in that book. See, we will all be judged. Not for what we have done as far as sinning. Because the Lord has wiped away our sins, we will be judged based on our works. What are you doing in the house of the Lord? What works are you carrying into the presence of the Lord? When we think about what God is doing, God revealed what is hidden about our condition. Because when we see Jesus stand on the cross, we see how God grieves. The stuff that we do, I have shared with you, the only person that can hurt the Lord God is you and I. Satan can't do it. God loves us so much, the only time we can hurt God is when we sin. That hurts him. That messes him up because he loves us so much. So it grieves him when we mess up and sin. But the Son paid the price. No other religion does that. No other faith, no other philosophy leads us to that. We get caught up on so many things that has absolutely nothing to do with salvation. Paul said in Colossians 1:24, I am rejoicing in my suffering, and I am completing Christ's affliction to make fully known the mystery that has been hidden. There are times the work of the ministry is hidden within us. And there are times that we go through things, sometimes hurtful, other times painful, in order to get us where God desires for us to be. I'm reminded of Jeremiah. Anybody know Jeremiah? He was a weeping prophet. Jeremiah didn't want to be a prophet. A whole lot of folks don't like to prophesy. Jeremiah didn't want to be a prophet, but God's plan was hidden. Jeremiah had a work to do that the Lord had prescribed for him. God's hidden plan for Jeremiah was to prophesy to the nation that he would be, that the nation would be enslaved, even Jeremiah would be enslaved, and that the whole nation would fall and go into captivity. God's plan was hidden because Jeremiah wanted to do something unique. Jeremiah had a lady friend, and he wanted to marry her. He was they loved each other, and they were just planning a life together. But the Lord said, that ain't happening. Every now and then, we want to do things. God says, that's not happening. God told this pastor a long time ago. He said, when you stand, I stand. Where you go, I will go. But he also told me that your ministry will be a lonesome ministry. There will be people that will ostracize you, talk about you, and criticize you. Anybody know that being the truth? But he also told me before I went into the ministry, he said, hear these words. I will ride you as a horseman rides a horse. I understood that in two ways, that I was stubborn and that he would have to force me, push me, encourage me. Because there would be times he would reveal things to me that he would have to ride me to get it out of me. He said, I will ride you as a horseman rides a horse. Those aren't terms that we even use today. A horseman that rides a horse. There are times that the Lord used prophetic men to say a prophetic word for such a time as this. And they say, oh, you must be dreaming or crazy. That's why men sometimes don't say what God revealed. And even when we do, some men don't believe. One of the things we have to understand that even in our pain sometimes, it completes God's work. Even in our suffering, it completes God's work. I'm reminded what God's word tells us. If any man comes after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. It ain't going to be easy, though. It's not going to be easy. It's not supposed to be. God has hidden within us the strength to do what he called us to do. No matter how we are talked about, how we are tempted, no matter how we are rejected, no matter how we are insulted, we have to understand Jesus went through it all for his and for you and I. When we think about what the Lord is doing, he did it all for you and I. Today, hidden within you and I is the desire to live for Christ. Proverbs states in the third verse, as the heavens are high and the earth is deep, so the heart of kings are unsearchable. Kings have the authority to exalt or to denote or demote. Jesus is called in Revelation King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He has authority. He has the authority to exalt or to judge. When we accept Christ, what is hidden within us will be revealed. Love is revealed. Joy, peace, strength, endurance, service, and humility. So many times the world sees humility as wimpy, but the Lord sees humility as strength. For we have now become heirs to God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Now we know why it is important to understand what is hidden within us. What is hidden within you is a desire to have a personal relationship with the Lord. That's why the psalmist said, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings. The doors of the church open.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have